USA Radio News.
At least 18 students and three adults are dead after a teenage gunman ran onto the grounds of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, while fleeing from police on Tuesday afternoon. President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday night.
To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. It's never quite the same.
President Biden has directed that American flags be flown at half staff through sunset on Saturday in honor of the victims. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement earlier Tuesday saying the entire state is grieving for the victims of this, quote, senseless crime, unquote. And he thanked first responders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
We continue our coverage of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Senator Ted Cruz spoke with reporters.
It is truly horrific. There is nothing more evil than violent criminals who target children, especially young children. There will be a lot of time to examine what steps could have been taken proactively to enhance the safety and security of the school. Right now, all of us are just grieving horrifically at yet another act of evil and mass murder.
The suspected gunman in Tuesday's shooting is also dead. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris called for action on Tuesday to, quote, ensure something like this never happens again. And the Washington Post is reporting that State Farm announced it will no longer support an organization that raises awareness about gender fluidity after criticism from conservatives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Finland and Russia are wrestling over a set of islands. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Now that Finland has officially requested NATO membership, Russia may bring into question the status of the Åland Islands, an autonomous region claimed by Finland back in 1917. Russia's permanent representative to the European Union, Vladimir Chisnov, said Finland's membership in NATO is the reason this will become an issue.
A man affiliated with ISIS is under arrest for participating in an alleged plot to assassinate former President George W. Bush. The 52-year-old Iraqi citizen who lived in Columbus, Ohio, has been charged, according to a Justice Department press release issued Tuesday. The statement added the suspect originally came to the U.S. in September 2020 on a visitor visa and filed for asylum in March 2021. That paperwork is pending review. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pushed back against the Catholic Church on Tuesday, calling it hypocritical when it comes to the politics of life and death. The Archbishop in her district recently barred the practicing Catholic from taking communion after her outspoken support of abortion rights. She spoke with MSNBC's Morning Joe.
Let's just say I wonder about death penalty, which I am opposed to. So is the Church, but they take no action against people who may not share their view.
13 other bishops say they support barring Pelosi. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.